Hey, Rex, now that Hard Knocks is over, glad you did it. Regrets? What'd you think about it with some time away from it?
Yeah, it was good, I thought. One thing we wanted to really accomplish doing the show was to show, number one, our facilities, that the players in this league could see our facilities. They could see how we treat our players, the things we provide our players, and all that. And I also wanted to, show the league the kind of people that we have in our organization, that we have nothing to hide. We're a transparent organization, and we did that. Now, was it a perfect thing for us? Probably not, again, that wasn't our agenda. We were just going to be ourselves and do business as usual, and that's really what we did.
You're kind of known as being transparent. Could you talk about your philosophy on how, you're not afraid to show your personality in the NFL? So many people are guarded and, don't say this, don't say that, and you kind of bring it on. Tell it like it is. Tell us about what you think about all that stuff.
Well, I'm just an average person, and I've been given an incredible opportunity to be a head coach of an outstanding franchise. And, I got here by being myself, and the players that I coached helped get me here, put me in this position. And I'm not going to change one bit, whether I'm a coach for 20 years in this league, or whether it ends tomorrow for some reason, that I'm going to at least be true to myself and not have any regrets. And I don't, am I perfect or all this? Do I not make mistakes? No, I make mistakes every day. But at least I'm working at it. And I'm with so many competent people that I surrounded myself with, from the top, from Woody Johnson to the bottom, this organization is committed to being a first class organization, and there's so many talented people around me. It's going to be hard for me not to succeed.
Do you think one reason why it took you a little while to get that head job is because people might have been a little afraid afraid of you and the Ryan, the Ryan family?
Maybe. I don't know, but I'm pretty proud of our family. And, when you look at it, when Dad punched Gilbride on the sideline, I thought I'd never get the chance to coach in the NFL, because there is that, assumption that, oh, man, he's going to be a loose cannon, he's going to do whatever. Look, I'm no angel by any stretch of the imagination, but I know I'm a heck of a football coach. The one thing I can do is coach. And, I've got a lot of limitations. I have this, I'm dyslexic. I have all that kind of stuff. But I've been blessed to be able to do this. I inherited a lot of it, kind of like, anybody else inheriting the father's business. That's kind of where I'm at, and that's where my twin brother's at. But I'm also myself, and I'm a lot different than my dad. I'm so proud of my dad and all his accomplishments and all that. But I'm a different person. I'd be a lot tougher guy and all that kind of stuff if I would have grown up in a situation that my dad did. My dad was 18 years old, and he was fighting, he's a master sergeant in the Korean War. And luckily, I never had to do anything like that. And, but I'm sure I would have been much different had I grown up in those circumstances.
Rex, how's Revis's hamstring holding up? What's his status going to be like for this weekend, do you think?
Well, we'll see. We're not really ready to say yet, and we're not a guy that hides injuries or anything like that. We're just, and not saying that other people are. I'm from the school that if we know he's not going to play, I'll let you know. Soon enough, because I have confidence in everybody on this football team. It's not just about one man, it's about everybody. And so we'll let you know when we know. Right now, we'll see how he does today on the practice field, and we'll evaluate it from here.
Were there any regrets of letting him play Monday night if he wasn't ready, or did he not let you guys know he wasn't?
No, I thought that, I'm going to learn from every experience, you know, the trainers and doctors felt good about it. Darrell felt good about playing. I wish he would have told me that he felt tightness during the game. And, you know, he felt that the leg was swelling. And, you know, but he's such a competitor. He knows we're very competitive in things. But if he wasn't well, I wish he would have let me know that. And that's something I'll you know, talk to Darrell about. But, you know, we have confidence in everybody on this team. It's not just about one man. It's about all of us. And you know, whether Darrell plays or not, you know, the New York Jets are going to show up.
Rex, what did you think when they came to you and said, you know, you might have a shot at getting LaDainian?
Well, that was something that we really targeted, LaDainian. When we went back and looked at film, we played him in that playoff game in the divisional round, and we had the game plan for him because I thought he was a terrific receiver out of the backfield. He's great in protections, and I knew he had the great running skills. You know, they had gotten away from running the ball as much as they had, you know, they used to do, and we just knew that. And I was confident that when you came, you know, if you could put LaDainian with this offensive line, with this commitment to the running game and all that kind of stuff, that he could do great things. And I saw the passion that he had when he was visiting. And I was like, wow, we can't let him go. And Mike Tannenbaum did a great job of getting the deal done. And now LaDainian's a Jet, man. I mean, he's one of our leaders. The guys just love him. He's so enthusiastic and just, you know, he's just an incredible person. And, you know, as great as he's been on the field, I mean, he's averaging 5.7 a carry and all that stuff. His leadership is the thing I'm most proud of.
When a guy's been one place for so long and then comes to a new team, what do you want to hear from that guy and see from that guy?
I just, you know, I see it in his eyes. I feel it. You know, I felt his passion, and it just like, man, like right there. Like, you know, one thing I can do is maybe evaluate that. And, you know, I knew he was speaking to me from his heart, and that thing really, you know, it's something that it was a lasting memory about it, that, you know, I wanted this guy around our team, and I knew he'd be great for our team, and he's been that. And like I said, I always tell people, I said, oh, I just thought he'd be outstanding, but he's been better than that. You know, he really has, and just a joy to have on our team.
Going back to when you drafted Sanchez last year, was one reason why you moved up, did you think the Broncos were interested?
No, that wasn't the case at all. We really never cared who was interested. We just wanted to get him. He's the guy that we really targeted. We needed a franchise quarterback. We had Brett Favre, you know, and he had announced his retirement. So we had a big hole there. Did not want to fill it with necessarily a veteran quarterback. We were just, you know, I just looked around and I said, you know what, I wanted to work out, guys. We felt really good about Josh Freeman from Kansas State. But the more we looked at it, the more I got, you know, when I worked out Mark and all this, not a slight to Josh Freeman, so I think he's going to be an outstanding quarterback. But this is a guy that we felt could be our quarterback. You know, he's got to have broad shoulders. He's got to have a certain kind of charisma and everything else, leadership qualities. And we thought Mark had all those things, all the intangibles that you look for, he had. And you've got to be a special guy to lead a franchise from New York.
He really came on starting with the playoffs last year, and he's shown improvement again this year. Looks like what he misses high. Where's he at in his game? How would you characterize it?
Well, he's normally very accurate. This past week, you know, with the conditions and all that, the ball sailed on him a little bit more than we would like and he would like. But we're proud of where he's at. I mean, I don't know how many quarterbacks have not thrown an interception this year. I just know Mark's one of them. You know, so he understands protecting the football here comes first, but also, you know, go out and make plays. And we have a lot of weapons, you know, with Dustin Keller, with Santonio Holmes coming to this team now. Braylon Edwards, Jericho Cotchery, LaDainian out of the backfield. I mean, this is really a strong group, and it's hard to defend. And his job is, quite honestly, to throw it to the open guy, and I think he's doing an outstanding job.
Talked to Wink much at all prior to this game, and what have you seen from him in his first year as defensive coordinator?
Well, number one, he's a great coach, and don't worry about where they're at right now statistically. This guy's he's one of the best coaches that I've ever had the joy of coaching with, the pleasure of coaching with. He's got a special gift that, you know, he can get guys to believe in themselves and play, and that's who he is. He's smart. He's dedicated to the profession, and, you know, quite honestly, I'd love to get the opportunity to have him coach with me again. You know, he's almost like a brother, so, you know, but again, you know, my twin brother, when I play him, I try to kick his butt, and I'm going to do the same thing to Wink, but really, I have a ton of respect for him. Great person, great family man, and just one heck of a football coach.
Do you recognize anything out of the Broncos defense that maybe he's learned from you guys or taken from you guys?
Well, the biggest thing I learned about Wink is I read a quote the other day when he said the quarterback can throw a strawberry through a battleship, and that comes right out of the Rex Ryan, one of my quotes, so I was proud of him there. But you know what? You recognize the passion and everything else. That's what I notice about a Wink Martindale coach defense, whether it's a Rex Ryan coach defense, a Rob Ryan coach defense, guys are going to play. And that's the thing I'm most proud of when you watch them is how hard his guys play.
When you look at this Broncos receiving core, what sort of challenge does that bring for your secondary? Because, you know, Brandon Lloyd's obviously having a big year, but they don't necessarily have that, you know, the Randy Moss or, you know, the Brandon Marshall type of guy right now.
Yeah, they're loaded, though. These guys can play. There's no question. You know, when you got Gaffney, Royal, Lloyd, you know, and Thomas, you know, that's a heck of a group. You know, do they have the, you know, where you look at them, a lot of their guys got 30 catches. You know what I mean? It's spread out. And Orton's doing a good job of hitting the, you know, the receivers. Obviously, this team is second in the league and passing the football right now. So, they're a formidable group, you know, and no huddle things. You got to get your calls out. You got to get everything, you know, ready to roll and stuff like that. But, you know, Brandon Lloyd is having a monster year. But I just like the overall group. I think it's really an excellent group. But trust me, you got one coming in with the Jets. Wait till you see this receiving core.
What, you know, your last year especially, you were kind of the last of the Mohicans with the running game. You know, with all the passing going on, you're still deep into the run the ball philosophy. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Well, we are. You know, we just want to win. And for us, we're built to run the football. You have to win when the snow flies. And, you know, here, just like in Denver, I think when the weather turns a certain way, it's a lot harder to throw the ball when you got a 50-mile-per-hour crosswind. And sometimes we have that. So we have to be able to run the football. When we run, want to run it. We don't care if you know it's coming or not. That's part of our philosophy and our mentality is that you can put them all down there you want, but we're still going to run it, and we're going to be successful at running it. So that's what we do. The fact we have guys that can beat one-on-one coverage gives us a you know, it's tough to defend against us. We have a tight end that can, you know, if you want to play cover two and you know, match our wideouts, then a tight end can beat you. If you want to load them all up in the box to stop the run, we can beat you on the outside. So we really have an offense that has very few weaknesses.
Rex, I'm just curious, over the years in coaching, if a guy like Singletary or Leslie Frazier or Fisher maybe has ever told you something about your dad you didn't know.
You know, I've had maybe some older coaches and things like that he coached with that, you know, told me a little bit about him and things, but I know a lot about my dad. You know, one thing about my dad is, like, he's just a father to me, you know, and I'm really proud of him. you know, is he a tough guy and all that kind of stuff? Yeah. He's also one of the most honest guys you'll ever meet. And I think that's something that I learned from him that helps me, that, you know, if you'll be honest with a player or something like that, you'll get a lot out of them. If they sense that you're not honest or not truthful, you probably won't be successful. And my dad always taught us to, you know, taught me to be yourself, and that's what I am.